Well, for quite a while now, engineers acting on behalf of the housing agency have overruled the remediation recommendations coming from engineers acting on behalf of homeowners. There's dozens of families in Donegal in the situation. It forces them to appeal the decision, and these appeals are dragging on and on. Additional costs, additional stress and trauma for the families. But now it's been clear that the standard IS 465 that underpins the defective block screen, it just isn't fit for purpose. In my opinion, it's discredited. I have correspondence from the National Standards Authority of Ireland who oversee this standard, and they're confirming now that they're bringing in an amendment. It will consider pyrrhotite, internal sulphate attack. It will consider and include the emerging evidence. So it's time now to stop these decisions overruling. It's time to pause it.
And I suppose you touched on it a bit there, but you know, what effect is this having on homeowners, that this is already a very long process? Is this just adding to the stress of the families or the homeowners involved?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, basically their engineers, who are qualified engineers, have said that their houses will have to be demolished and rebuilt. Then you have engineers acting on behalf of the state who are indemnified under law, saying, no, you don't have to do that. You can take out the outer leaf and so on. And this is a farcical situation now that's been going on for months and months. Dozens and dozens of homeowners caught up in this. And it has to stop. You know, you have a standard now, IS 465, that everybody agrees is not fit for purpose, that doesn't examine pyrrhotite, doesn't examine internal sulphate attack, doesn't look at foundations. So we need to get to a place where we can all trust and a new standard, an amended standard, and then we move on. But right now we need to stop. When I say we, the state needs to stop overruling qualified engineers, stop doing that, pause it, and await the outcome of the amendments that are coming forward. Well, the letter from Geraldine Larkin, the Chief Executive of the National Standards Authority of Ireland, I've sent that on to the Minister, and it's clear now the Minister needs to act. He should have acted long ago by engaging with the housing agency and saying we have to stop this practice of overruling qualified engineers acting on behalf of homeowners. It has to stop. It's not based on anything that's credible. It adds stress, cost, trauma, additional to families. And we need to wait now for a new standard that everybody can trust and move forward on that basis. That's what needs to happen, and urgently needs to happen.